It's Bear Country 95.3. We're approaching 8 o'clock, and as promised, Mick is here from Montague Webworks. Mick, what's going on, buddy?
Where's the fanfare? I don't hear people. Anyway,
but they're coming.
They're coming.
It's early in the morning.
Screaming and shouting at home.
Sometimes
quietly.
There's not that much excitement,
over
you know, as
coffee.
People are. Yeah. And that's okay. Remember, Mick is from Montague Webworks, and we talk about websites each and every Tuesday morning just before 8 o'clock. And actually, we're starting up something different here with Mick, and Mick wants to basically communicate with everyone out there who actually has a website, owns a website, runs a website.
Right.
I understand you have...
For a business, yeah.
I understand you have a couple of tricks of the trade.
So I was figuring for the next couple of months, we would do a series of shows that follow along with some of the articles that are in a book that I've actually written. Called Website and SEO, Search Engine Optimization Tricks. And
okay.
It's a booklet that I hand out to all my new customers, and we actually have it for sale on the website. It's a little spiral-bound book. So I'm going to go through it. We're going to be rewriting it for the next edition, and I thought I would go over some of the stuff that we're going to talk about in the book.
Please
for
do.
All out there to listen to.
Excellent.
All right. This week is episode one, and it is the value of a website. I've talked to a number of potential customers that or friends that say, oh, we just have a Facebook page, and that's good. And that really is not enough. If you do a search for your business or any business, the ones that have websites come up above in search engine listings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually called a SERP, Search Engine Result Page, is when you do a search, the page that's called a SERP, S-E-R-P, Search Engine Result Page. And your ranking on there matters also based on whether or not you've got a Google My Business account, Google Analytics for your website, if you've got one. So it's really important that you have a website that stakes your claim on the internet for your business. It shows that you're serious about your business. The other thing is if you do a search for a business that doesn't have their own website, you'll see they have a Facebook page. They've got maybe a record on Manta or Yelp or Merchant Circle or all these other pages. And a lot of those other business listing sites like Yelp or Manta or Merchant Circle or whatever, you typically don't have control of the information that appears on those sites.
Mm.
To gain control is a big pain in the butt. I mean, it takes you sometimes weeks to get in them. So the only way to really counter all of that is to take care of your business information out on the internet by having a website and then getting your Google My Business and Analytics set up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's step one. So I just wanted to get that right out of the way and make that the number one tip and trick for your business on the internet is make sure that you've got a website that has all your accurate information. And then everything else that we're going to talk about in the following episodes will mine like what you should be doing with your website. And sometimes in relation with social media like Facebook, et cetera.
Right. It's nice to have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
A little more legitimate if you have your own website.
That's right. You could put it on your business card. People are like, oh, you've got a website. You know, you're a legitimate business. You know, you went through the motions to set that up and all of your information is there. There's no advertisements on your website. Everything is organized the way you want it to be organized.
Talking to Mick, Montague Webworks. And Montague Webworks, remember, is right here. In Western Mass, right in our own backyard over here at Bear Country 95.3.
That's right. I'm 1 mile from the driveway of this station.
And also part of our 30% off store. So, you know, we got that message for business owners who are out there. Important for those who are seeking your services, purchase them for a 30% discount.
That's right. And we'll help you out with all the stuff that we're talking about in this radio series and is written in the book and, you know, listed on our website, the services that we do for you. The certificates are good for all that.
Getting close to news time, Mick. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
It's Bear Country 95.3.